Colossians chapter 2, please stand to your feet one more time. And if you will bear with me, I want to read the first 10 verses of chapter number 2. Hallelujah. God is good. Say amen.
Amen.
I got a message to share with you. I want to give you 4 points today. I want you to take home with you. I want you to consider. And may God help us today. Verse 1, Colossians chapter 2, for I would that ye knew what great affliction I have for you, great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of the understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. I want you to say Christ. Verse 3, describing Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in who? In Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Rooted and built up and established in the faith, and as ye have been taught, abounding therewith with thanksgiving, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. How many can see these verses are Christ-centered? For in Him, Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And verse 10 is where I'm going. And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. God add His blessing to His word. Somebody say,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated. God is good. I'm thankful this morning to be able to stand before you and have I consider it a wonderful privilege and opportunity to share Jesus. You know, we are 2 weeks away, Brother Tim, of completing 10 years here at the church. And thinking about what I have, pumped into you all over the last 10 years, what my message is, I want y'all to know I know what I believe. And what I believed is what I've always believed, and I have preached for 10 years, and how many understand that that's Jesus? I'm big on Jesus. Heard a preacher preach and say, wherever you start, run straight to the cross and talk about Jesus. And that, I think that's what I do, at least I try to. I'm big on the Lord because I know what He has done for me. He saved my soul. He washed me in His precious blood when, you know, friends, I was no count, no good for nobody. Can I say that? If we're in Kentucky, I can get by with that here. Hallelujah. I'm from Eastern Kentucky. I could really get by with it. Son of a bootlegger over in Eastern Kentucky. He's a young teenager, not interested in God whatsoever. I want you to know he sought me out. I want you to know He sought me out. He figured me out. And He drawed me to His kingdom. He loved me when I was unlovable. He saved me when I was unsavable. Friends, I want you to know I'm thankful today that my eyes were opened. And I love Jesus today, not where I need to be yet. How many understand we're working on that? Not where we need to be, but guess what? I'm on the path. I'm on this journey, and I'm on my way to heaven. And I know the song says it gets sweeter and sweeter. It does. It really does get sweeter and sweeter. And I'm thankful for that. I picked these verses because the other day when we was in church, and as I've already mentioned, Mike and Michelle had the graduation down in Cleveland Friday night and yesterday, and our general overseer was getting ready to preach, and he had everyone standing praying, and as we were standing, I felt like the Lord showed me something, and either in the mind of my imagination or a vision from God, as my eyes were closed, I perceived the border of a puzzle. And looking at that border of a puzzle, I seen a piece missing. And the thought struck me that we need to find that missing piece. I know Pete has really lately got into doing puzzles, and he told the other day of a puzzle that he was doing, and he got to the end and was a piece or two short and looking everywhere frantically for the pieces. They had fallen over into a waste paper basket or whatever. And I've done puzzles in my day, and when I do a puzzle and I get to the very end, there's a piece or two missing, it sort of defeats the whole thing. I don't know what you think about it. You think you may have accomplished something when you've got 999 pieces and there's one missing, but if there's one Peace missing. That disappoints me. But thinking the way I approach a puzzle, I will get the perimeter. I will go around the side. I will sift through all the pieces and get the flat edges. Y'all, who else does that? Y'all do puzzles. Anybody else do it? And as I'm going through that, I'm getting the edge done. If there's a piece missing, it just ain't right. And I'm sifting through. And I know that when you go to a store and you purchase a puzzle and you get it and it's in the shrink wrap, you're fairly confident that all the pieces are there having bought it new. But if someone gives you a puzzle second-handed, or you buy one at a yard sale or a flea market, you're taking a chance that when you get it and you go through all of that work and you assemble all them pieces and you take hours and hours and days, you get to the end. You don't know if the pieces are all there until you get right to the end. Are y'all with me? And if there's even one piece missing, again, I'm so disappointed. You know, and I want to tell you today, I have went to the source and I've got my puzzle new and I know all the pieces are there. I visited Him. I went straight to Him. I bypassed man. I know I'm part of a large denomination, but friends, my denomination didn't save me and didn't die for me. Hallelujah. The general overseer didn't shed His blood for me. He's a good man of God. I know that. But Jesus Christ died for me. He is my puzzle. He is my solution. And if there's anything lacking in our life, it has to be Him, because if we have Him, we have it all. How many believe verse 10? I just read to you that in Him, we're complete. May I say, it is my opinion that Jesus and His cross is the answer to every question, regardless of the question. You say, you're putting a lot on that. Friends, I'm putting everything on that. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but the Lord is just so blessed me of late. And this morning, I just feeling the presence of God. Even when we were opening Sunday school and I was praying, I just felt the brokenness of the Lord and the goodness of God and recognizing who I am. Friends, I'm a child of God this morning and I know Jesus. My name, Brother Mike, is wrote in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm ready for heaven. Should it occur right now, before my next breath, before I blink an eye again, I'm ready to go to heaven. And friends, I want you to know Jesus wants you to be ready for heaven this morning. You know, He would rather die than not have you in heaven. And He proved that on Calvary, that you and I could be saved and have a right to a tree of life. I preach a lot on Jesus. Now, there's a lot that goes with that. Can you say amen? The Bible is full of good things, but it all brings us back to this one man, Jesus. I believe He is the Word, and everything revolves around Him. Now, notice here what this says in verse number 3. In describing the end of verse 2, we conclude verse 2 with Christ semicolon. The King James, in its punctuation, put a semicolon at the end of verse number 2, which describes the object of the phrase as we go into verse number 3, in whom is describing Christ. Somebody say Christ. In Jesus. In whom are hid, here's a word, all. Somebody say all. You are with me today, aren't you? Contained in this one individual, this one member, the second member of the Godhead. I believe in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Son was manifest in the flesh. We've seen Him. We beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. 2 Timothy 3 says, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached on the world, believed and received up in the glory. I know Him today as God in the flesh. And in Him, now notice this verse, jump down through here. In Him contained, verse 9, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. What I know of God, Brother Tim, in completeness, I see through Jesus. Jesus is the very image, the express image, according to Hebrews 1, of God the Father. What I know of God, I know because of Christ. God, in His massive holiness, separate from sinners, elevated and exalted in heaven, beyond my reach, beyond my touch, God is unattainable had it not been for Christ. So Jesus opened the door. What Adam lost, Christ gained back. And what I want to tell you today, simply put, that Jesus is the missing piece,
yes,
of that puzzle. I want to have the whole puzzle. I'm sorry. Not satisfied. Hallelujah. I want everything He has for me. Notice chapter number 3, still here in Colossians. I want you to catch this today. Hallelujah. In whom are hid all the treasures. In whom dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And in Him we're complete. I call this one of the divine absolutes. My God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think. His ways are higher above our ways than the heavens are above the earth. Amen. I could start talking about all of His goodness. Hallelujah. And everything that He encompasses, at least in my own feeble way. And have me understand, I could only scratch the surface at very, very best. But He's more than you can imagine. He's greater than you can perceive. Notice verse 10. And I'm going to make a point here. Colossians 3:10. Think of what we've just read. It says, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of Him that created him, where there is neither Jew, Greek nor Jew." Read it with me. "Neither Greek nor Jew." Hallelujah. "Circumcision nor uncircumcision. Barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free. But Christ is all and in all." I can interject Acts 2. There where it says, "In the last days saith God, I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And on my servants and handmaids I'll also pour out of my Spirit." So, regardless of your nationality, regardless of your language, regardless of your gender, regardless of your age, regardless of your socioeconomic position, are y'all with me? If you're poor, if you're rich, if you're man, if you're woman, if you're bond, if you're free, if you're a Jew, if you're not a Jew, are y'all with me? How about this? If you're a briar, or you're a hillbilly, or you are a buck cat, or if you're a hoosier. That's hard to preach. Somebody say amen. Doesn't matter. Brother Tim, God still loves him, though. That's all right. So the question of where you came from is irrelevant. The question is, where are you going? And the question is, who do you know? Our friends, I want you to know I'm going to heaven because I know Jesus. I have been washed in His blood, and in Him I'm complete. I have no other source. I have no other wall that I lean on. I have no other tower that I run into. It's only in the name of Jesus today that I'm saved and that I'm redeemed. But here's the thing. It's a divine absolute. Anyone, y'all need to write this down, can have everything. Y'all didn't get that because y'all are still sitting down. Anyone can have everything in Jesus because in Him we are complete. Someone say praise the Lord. In Him we live and we move and we have our being. Proverbs tells us in 27 that hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. You'll never fulfill your heart, desires, and appetite with the things of this flesh. How many will be big, bold, and brave and admit, "I've tried"? Weigh that. I know every last one of you have. Some of y'all just ain't voting today. Go to the poll and vote. How many have tried and tasted the world and the flesh? How many found that at the bottom of the bottle there is no happiness? And when I'm talking about a bottle, I could be talking about a pill bottle or an alcohol bottle. Either way, at the bottom of those bottles are nothing but pain and woe and agony. Proverbs says that wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and he that is deceived thereby is not wise. Come on, someone say praise the Lord. That's good preaching. Amen. Things of this flesh, the lust, the desires, the appetite, we look to satisfy an emptiness inside and we look in all the wrong places. I want you to know today that you are complete in Jesus. He is the satisfier of the soul. Glory to God. He is the thirst quencher. He is the Holy Ghost filler. He is He that's altogether lovely.
Taste and see. The writer in Psalms said that He is gracious. Peter said, taste and find, and you'll find that He will fill that need. I want you to turn to John chapter number 1 and follow me for a few more minutes today. John 1 verse number 16, and I want to define one word in this passage that really stands out. It says in verse 16, and of His fullness. Say that with me, fullness. Today being the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. It'd be great for someone to get baptized in the Holy Ghost this morning. It's for you today. I like how Sister Michelle brought out in Sunday school, it's not a suggestion, it's a command. God says, be filled, be filled, be filled with the Spirit. Amen. And I know we sit back and say, oh, that's for those outspoken Christians. That's for those, well, it's good and everything. I believe in it, but just not for me. I want to ask you a question. Are you a believer? I didn't ask if you was a pulpit preacher. Hear me now. I didn't ask if you was a Sunday school teacher. I'm asking if you're a believer. If you're a believer, it's for you today. The infilling of His Spirit, His presence to occupy your soul and empower you for the service and work of God, it's for you. It's for you, for your children, for your children's children, and as many as the Lord would call. And I believe God's called all of us. Good preaching. Notice of His fullness. Have all we received and grace for grace. His fullness. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Looked up the word fullness in the original language. I can't pronounce these words anyways. It means repletion or completion. That is what fills, and it uses an example just like a ship. It's filled with cargo or sailors or rowers or soldiers or something. Thinking about a boat and how it's a container. Amen. You know what you do without a boat? You drown. How many would say amen? And there's a ship that sailed. Have you got on board? Hallelujah. That ship is Jesus. And He'll take you to heaven. But you've got to get in. But what it's getting at here is that we're a container. We're going to hold something. And I will propose to you that you're a fool of one thing or the other. You're a fool. Let's be filled with the goodness of God. Amen. Locate Philippians 3. Let me give you 4 points as we look to this. And I was here before church and just meditating. I love to get here Sunday morning when I'm all by myself. I love you all, but I believe sometimes I've had a better service before y'all showed up. Don't take that the wrong way. It's a me and a God thing, okay? I hope your private times with God are just as wonderful as mine are. If they ain't, get an upgrade. I was here before church. Brother David, the Lord spoke this to me. And I want y'all to listen to this. I felt the Lord speak to me that you have to be broken before you can be made whole. I've never heard nobody say it that way. Maybe you have, but I haven't. But we have to be broken before we can be made whole. And I believe the Lord wants to heal. But first of all, we've got to be broken. And the events of these last couple of days, I mentioned again, and I know I'm going to sound like a repeating record, but our events down in Cleveland, Tennessee, Friday night, as I was listening to these other pastors tell of things that they have done and efforts that they have put forth to reach out to a lost and dying world and the commitment that's needed there, I felt convicted and I felt guilty. Because there's times I feel like, Lord, I've not tried as hard as I could have. Are y'all with me today? Now, there's some of y'all have arrived, and I know you are closer to perfect than me. But it broke my heart. Brother Tim, it broke my heart. Philippians 3 and 8. First point, if we focus on self. My first point is I want to ask you a question. Why would you lean on a broken wall? A self-made man has a fool for a designer. Did y'all hear that? Can I repeat that? A self-made man has a fool for a designer. Philippians 3 and 8, yea, doubtless I count all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Oh, just to know Jesus today. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him. What does it mean to know Jesus? If you were to stumble across, walking through an empty field, stumble across a great pearl, and know that that pearl belonged to the field, and understood that if you went and sold everything you had and you bought that field, you would gain the pearl. And you understand the worth of that treasure that occupies that field, you would do everything you could to buy that field. Are y'all with me? And for joy, as He tells us in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, for joy thereof, He went and sold all that He had, that He gained the treasure. In Jesus today, that's the way I feel. The gaining of Him, the knowledge of Him. Paul is saying all these spiritual accolades, these religious medals and trophies that I've got. I'm of the tribe of Benjamin. I'm a Pharisee of a Pharisee. I was taught under the feet of Gamaliel, and I've got all these things that I can brag and I can crow about religiously speaking. I throw them out the window into the dump heap because Jesus is far, far, far. Somebody say it with me. Far, 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 far above all that I could ever gain. If I were to be in notoriety and everyone knew my name and I was the latest fad, just to know that I know Jesus far exceeds even that. Are y'all with me today? Now, if you don't look at Jesus this way, you need an upgrade. Your puzzle's missing a few pieces. But to know Jesus today, someone say, praise the Lord. Number two, first of all, don't lean on a broken wall. Don't trust in self. Number two, we need to remove obstacles from our field of view. We have too many things that clouds our vision. We got a wonderful example of Zacchaeus who heard about Jesus and wanted to see Jesus, but can I say this politically correct? He was vertically challenged. How many know what that means? He was short. Politically correct way of saying it, I guess, today. What did he do? He climbed a tree. He removed people from his field of view. He put himself in the position where he had line of sight with Jesus. With no obstructions. What did it do? It took him effort. And God provided a tree. I believe God will provide you a tree. If you'll have the effort, I believe God will give you a tree, and the end result is you'll get to see Jesus, and it'll be worth the effort. Someone say amen. You don't have to turn, but Isaiah 62 and 10 says, go through. Go through the gate. Prepare you the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. I'm going to ask you today, number two, is to gather out the stone. What hinders you? The obstacles in your path, the things that stop you from being all for God that you need to be. And how many will admit that that's every one of us in here? There is something in our life that I think the Lord is asking us to lay aside, that we can be more for God. Let's go back to Colossians. Number three, let me hurry. I believe we need to seek the Word of God because of this one point. We need to better understand Jesus and His work. If we seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, all these other things will be added unto us. If we remove things from our field of view and our eyes and our focus is on Jesus, it will be on His Word. And in the Word of God, I find the revelation of Christ. What I know about Jesus, sad to say, wasn't given to me by my mom and dad. If you've got a godly mom and dad, thank God for it. But a lot of this I had to find out on my own. I'm thankful for it. Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my mom and dad. I believe they were ready to go when they left this old world, but we was not raised in church. We were not raised in a... I was not raised in a godly home. I've shared with people. My dad bootlegged. My mom was in and out of church growing up. She knew the Lord, but she was just in and out. Help me understand where I'm coming from. Love my parents. Thankful for them. God is good. Notice Colossians chapter 1. We read 2, we jumped up to 3, now we're back to 1. We're covering this book of Colossians pretty good today. Verse 9, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will. In what? Read this with me. All. Wisdom and spiritual understanding. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Read this with me. And increasing in the knowledge of God. Now, I want y'all to zoom in with me right here. And, you know, I guess I'm cautious. I don't want somebody to be offended, but I'm not going to compromise. We equate knowledge, the lack of knowledge, with humility. Oh, I just don't know nothing because I'm just a good number. Oh, you know, the Bible said, he that knows little, little is required. So I'm just blissfully ignorant, just trusting Jesus. Someone say, praise the Lord. Don't look at me in that odd tone of voice. Regardless of what you know to seek for more. Now, here's why I can't understand them. Someone head over heels in love with Jesus, yet not curious enough to open the Bible and find out more about Him. Someone say, Houston, we have a problem. If you love Him, you want more of Him. You want to know more about Him. And what I want to tell you, that we're complete in Him and in Him. In Him is everything. And if we seek Him and desire Him and want Him, Brother Russell, if we hunger and thirst for Him, we're going to be filled. Just like the woman at the well. Jesus said, if you drink of the water that I give you, you tried the other. You're already on your 7th relationship. Someone say, praise the Lord. You tried the other. Found it empty. Try me, and I'll fill you up. How many see that woman seeking everywhere but she should have? And I'm so glad that Jesus even loves those that have been down the wrong road and messed up. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. I want you to turn one more time. This is my last scripture. Matthew chapter number 25. We were challenged 28. I'm sorry, I said 25, didn't I? Matthew 28. We were challenged with this verse yesterday. Hallelujah. What are we to do? We're to not focus on ourselves. Don't lean on a broken wall. Remove the obstacles from our field of view. We want a clear glimpse of where Jesus is at. We do that by number 3, seeking the Word of God to better understand Jesus and His work. If I ask you a question, what's more important than the Word of God in our life? You find time to watch a 2-hour movie? You find time to go to the mall and shop? Someone say, praise the Lord. But Brother Ted, I ain't got time to pray and read the Word of God. Yet I love Jesus with all my heart. No, you don't. Good preacher. Matthew 28, the Great Commission, verse number 18. Hallelujah. If that convicts you, then we say, praise God for that. Matthew 28, 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, based on my faith, of verse 18. I believe Jesus is the omnipotent Lord, exalted in the heaven at the right hand of God the Father supreme. I believe that. I believe He took a path by way of the cross, by way of a tomb, by way of, hallelujah, the Mount of Olives. Ascended back to God the Father in heaven. He's at the right hand of God the Father, having defeated every foe. Amen. Every foe. We read it in our starting verse how that He is exalted and complete in Him over all power and principality. Every force that there can be, Jesus has conquered it. And He done that for me and you. That we could have a victorious life. My goodness, I feel good today. Hallelujah. My cup's overflowing right now. I don't know if y'all picked this up or not. Jump on in. It's good. But what does He want us to do? The fourth thing, He wants us to tell others about this completeness in Him. You know, why would you want something from someone that professes one thing and possesses another? You ever get this do as I say, not as I do type of thing? Show me. Show me. Which state is the show me state? Is it Missouri? Missouri, show me. I believe that should be the Christian model. Show me. Be an example. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Sister Betty, I want you to come to the piano this morning. And church, I want you to receive the message today. And understand that we can be complete in Him. And if there's something lacking in your life right now, what I propose to you is that that something can be supplied through Jesus.
Yes.
That emptiness can be filled through Jesus. How many know Him as healer?
Yeah.
He can be your doctor.
Yes.
He's counselor.
Yes, amen.
You know, we don't need to lay down on a couch somewhere and discuss our problems with someone else. Now, don't get me wrong. God bless those that need that. Praise the Lord. But I believe Jesus can provide that. I really do. Anywhere you look for satisfaction and fulfillment, I want to point you to Jesus. By way of the cross, you can find it all. Big claim, ain't it? That's a pretty big claim. To say that one key opens every lock. One answer. Brother Micah answers every question. But you know what? If I didn't believe that, I want to preach it to you this morning. I do believe that. Because I believe what the Word of God bears out. Jesus is the Word. He is our way. He is our truth. He is our life. And it's in Him we live and move and have our being. Will you stand to your feet this morning? Hallelujah. Tell you what, friends, I feel like I've preached to you what God has put on my heart. I've obeyed the Lord. In order for this really to work and God accomplish what He needs to this morning, wants to accomplish, you're going to have to obey the Lord too. And you're going to have to receive what He has for you. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. We're getting ready to come and gather around the altar. The Lord knows every need today, but let's just in concert pray right now. Father, we thank You. We praise You this morning. We honor You this morning. We thank You for Your mercy, Your love, Your goodness. Thank You for the cross of Calvary, and we look to You right now. Lord, we look to shed blood provided for us for healing. We look to what You've done on the cross for salvation. We look at what You've done on the cross for sanctification. Lord, we know that because of Your price, the price You paid, Lord, that You have received the power of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, You have poured that upon Your church today, and it is there for us, for the receiving. Lord, we receive today the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost in our lives. Lord, we believe You're the total answer. You're complete. Lord, in You is all that we need. Jesus, this morning we praise You. Thank You for taking our place, being our substitute. Thank You, Lord, for loving us when we were unlovable. Have Your way this morning, every heart, every life. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, I want everyone that could, let's find a place and pray this morning. Call upon Jesus right now. Let Him be the Lord of your life. Trust Him for your eternity.
On Jesus today.